going to wake the whole house up. Sure, Flass, I want to help you out, but I just don't want to leave my son-in-law without a... Shut up, Tramp. I know it's an emergency, Flass. Tramp, let go! Not you. No, not you, Flass. I'll be over there. Don't worry now. Let go, Tramp, will you? Don't you worry, Flats. I'll get over there tonight somehow. Goodbye, Flats. Flats Jensen is one of the best pals I ever had in my life, and I just don't feel that I should leave him there alone. Now, what I'm worried about is who's going to take care of you and the boys while I am gone.
Oh, no, don't worry, but we'll find something. No problem.
Come on, Steve. You got to take me to the airport.
Okay, Bob. Okay, first thing in the morning.
No. Now, don't go back to sleep. I got to make the midnight plane.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. I'll stay awake now.
Yeah.
I gotta go and pack.
Okay. What's going on?
Oh. You're up, Mike. Good. Yeah. Do me a favor, Here are the keys to the car. Drive your granddad to the airport.
Sure. Airport?
Yeah, slight emergency. He'll tell you about it. No problem.
Oh, good.
Drive carefully.
What's the deal? Oh, good. Here's Dad's car keys. Bob has to go to the airport.
Airport?
Slight emergency, no problem.
Oh, good.
Still last night, or is it this morning?
Oh, here, take Dad's keys to Bob. He's got to take someone to the airport. Slight emergency, no problem.
Hey, Chip, what are you doing up?
Here's the keys. Dad wants someone to pick him up at the airport.
Pick him up at the airport?
Slight emergency, no problem.
What's going on here?
Peanut butter and jelly for breakfast, peanut butter and jelly for lunch. Is that all you eat, peanut butter and jelly?
No.
Wait, just hold this. No, I'll bring it right back.
Sure glad Dad didn't get that crabby old Aunt May.
Well, look, Chip, somebody's got to take care of the house. Besides, Bub may be gone for 10 days or more.
Oh, we can forget about Mrs. Hotchkiss. She's got jury duty.
Jury duty?
I wish she'd get a phone and save me some gas.
Well, gotta get somebody.
She said we might try Sylvia Horton.
Yeah, I forgot about her. I'll give her a call.
You need some help here?
No, I'm all through with this. Why don't you get started with the dishes? Now, come on, you fellas, eat up and help Mike with the dishes, will you?
No. This oatmeal tastes kind of funny.
How can oatmeal taste funny? Just oatmeal. One sandwich enough for you, Chip?
Sure, Dad.
Okay.
Well, you sure you put everything in?
What, in the oatmeal? Sure.
What's there to put in? You put oatmeal and water and that's it. The only thing he could have left out, he put in.
If he left that out, all you'd have is a bowl of hot water.
That's right, Chip. Now let's see if we can get hold of Sylvia Horton.
Salt.
Salt?
Yeah. Bub always puts salt in the water.
That's what I forgot. But we get Sylvia Horton over here, and she can put salt in the water.
You're making such a big production of it and salt it yourself.
Hey, Robbie, how about a little coffee?
No, thanks, Dad.
I didn't mean for you, I meant for me.
Oh.
Hello. Could I speak to Sylvia Horton, please? Oh, well, Mrs. Horton, this is Stephen Douglas. And we're in kind of a jam over here again. And I wonder if your daughter could come over and help us out. She did? In June? Well, I'm sorry that she... No, I don't mean I'm sorry about that. Yes, I'm sure she is. Well, thank you... Yes, I'm sure they will be, Mrs. Horton. Yes. Well, thank you. Yes. Well, that's very true, Mrs. Horton. You haven't lost a daughter, no. You've gained a son.
You want to marry Sylvia Horton.
Well, thank you. Yes. Yes, thank you. Well, thank you, Mrs. Yes, thank you, Mrs. Horton. Yes. She can't come.
So what about an employment agency?
Yeah, I guess that's what we'll have to do. Holy froody, I didn't think it was that late. I've got to shave and get dressed and get out of here. Now, you take care of it, will you, Mike?
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Well, just look up an agency that specializes in domestics. And tell them what we need, you know, or somebody to, well, you know.
What do you think? How come you ask so many questions?
Didn't you when you were my age?
No. Oh, my gosh. I'll be right out. Bobby, give this domestic place a call, will you, and tell them our problem? If you get into trouble, Dad's upstairs.
I'm in a hurry, too.
Go on, do it. It's not going to kill you. I did the dishes, didn't I?
Well, it don't look done to me.
Chip, call this domestic place for Dad, will you?
What are you?
Look, I wanted you to do something for a change.
What have you done?
I poured a cup of coffee for Dad, didn't I?
Well, okay.
When you get somebody on the line, yell for Dad.
Morning, Domestic Bliss Incorporated.
Hey, Dad, the Domestic Bliss is on the phone.
Domestic Bliss Incorporated, good morning.
Hey, Dad, pick up the phone.
Mike is going to take care of that.
Domestic Bliss, hello?
Hey, Dad, the Domestic Bliss is on the phone.
Okay, Chip, I'll get it. He knows I'm late.
Hello? Hello?
Bobby had to go to Plainfield. My dad has three kids, and he needs someone to come in, because we don't have a mother.
Becca, hello?
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 Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Chip. No, I've got it, Chip.
May I have your name, sir?
Stephen Douglas. I live at 837 Mill Street, and we...
And you're looking for a lady to share your home with you and your three children?
Yes, we would like her to live in it, that's what you mean.
Oh, very well, Mr. Douglas. We'll send an interviewer out late this afternoon.
An interviewer? Well, is that necessary? I was hoping to get a woman right away.
Patience, Mr. Douglas. A mistake at this point could mean a lifetime of misery.
But don't worry. I'm sure we'll find just the woman you're looking for.
Well, fine. But the sooner the better.
Goodbye.
Good afternoon, Domestic Aid Service. No, ma'am, I'm sorry. We don't have a cook handyman gardener. But we do have a cook chauffeur gardener and a cook handyman chauffeur. And, oh, here's an interesting combination. Oh, I'm sorry if I've confused you. Yes, ma'am, I'll call you if your combination should come up. Goodbye. If you want to see Mr. Henderson, he's out to lunch. And Miss Franklin, too.
Oh, it must have been Miss Franklin I talked to. But I'm sure you can take care of it. I want to cancel an interview.
Oh, gee, I don't know anything about that. I'm afraid I can't help you. What's your name?
Stephen Douglas. You see, I was supposed to have this interview late this afternoon, and I happened to be in the neighborhood, so I thought I could speed things up a little by coming here and giving you the information you want.
Oh, gee, I don't know. What sort of work do you do?
Well, I'm an engineer. No, you don't understand. You see, I'm not looking for work. I'm looking for somebody to work for me, a housekeeper.
Oh, gee.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Well, you see, my father-in-law had to leave town suddenly, so we just have to have...
Good afternoon, Domestic Aid Service. I'm sorry they're out to lunch.
My father-in-law had to leave town, and we...
Good afternoon, Domestic Aid Service. I'm sorry, they're out to lunch. What was your name again?
Stephen Douglas. And my father-in-law had to leave town, and somebody in the house.
Hello?
Why, hello there.
Are you the lady from the domestic place?
I'm Mrs. Barr. Aren't you the little boy I talked to on the phone this morning?
Yes, ma'am. You want to come in?
Why, thank you.
Excuse me, sir. Is your daddy home?
No, ma'am. He's working.
Oh, I see.
You want some ice cream?
No, thanks. Well, as long as I'm here, maybe you could answer some questions that might hurry things along.
Okay. I know Dad wants to get a woman as soon as he can.
Are you as anxious to have a lady in the house as your father is?
Oh, sure. Especially if she's a good cook.
How cute. Now, I have to get an idea of what your house looks like. How would you like to show me around and I can ask you questions as we go?
Okay. The kitchen's out here. Come on, Trap.
How old are you, dear? And what are the ages of your brother?
I'm 8. And Robbie's going to high school pretty soon. And Mike's got a driving license and whiskers. Want to see my dad's room?
Oh, yes. The master bedroom is one of the most important rooms on my list. Oh, this is nice. Of course, it's understandably a little masculine right now. Well, she could put a cute little dressing table there. And perhaps some fluffy curtains here at the window. Down, down, down. She might want to change the walls. Possibly peach or dusty rose.
Jeepers, is she going to stay in here?
Of course, Chip. This is where your father would want her to stay.
Boy, I guess Dad'll have to move in with Mike.
Well, I have to be going. I have another appointment to make.
Guys. Gene, I'll be right over.
Mike, this is Dad.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi. Now, look, I just had a call from the domestic aid service, and they found someone for us, and they're sending her out to the house as soon as they can. And, I thought I'd be away from the office, but I'm still tied up here, so would you do something for me?
Gee, Dad, I'd like to, but I'm late already. Here, you better talk to Robbie.
Now, wait a minute, Mike.
What's up? Dad's found a woman. He'll tell you all about it.
No kidding, Dad. When's she getting here?
Well, any time now, Rob. Now, look, I'll get away from here as soon as I can, but in case she gets there before I do, you show her where she's to stay and make her feel welcome. Now that we've found somebody, we don't want to lose her.
Okay, Dad. See you later. Hey, who's going to do the dishes?
Don't ask me. I did them this morning.
You what? I cooked them. Hey, wait a minute. You didn't do it.
Hey, wait a minute.
If the new woman gets here before Dad, show her where to stay and try not to act too dumb. See you after the scout meeting. Robbie.
Howdy! What's your name, honey?
Chip, man.
I'm Leona. Domestic aid service sent me out.
Come on in. Dad isn't home yet. You want me to help you with some of that?
I sure do. I've been hauling this junk clear across the country. Just got in from Palmer Falls this afternoon. It's going to feel awful good to get settled in somewhere. Where's my room, honey?
Upstairs.
Upstairs? Well, I'll be darned. It's going to feel sort of nice to sleep upstairs with the family for a change. Them are some stairs.
Here's Dad's room.
Ah, thank you, sugar. Sakes alive! You sure I'm supposed to be in here?
That's what the lady from the domestic place said.
Whose room did you say this was?
Well, it used to be my dad's, but he's moving in with Mike.
I think I'm gonna like this just fine. Let's just dump my junk over here in the corner, till your daddy finish getting this stuff moved. There we go. Thank you, sugar.
It's okay. I think you're gonna like my dad.
If he's as nice as you are, sugar, I'm sure we're gonna get along just fine.
I'll be right back. I'm going over to Squeezy's house and help him feed his garter snake.
All right, Sugar. I'm just going to get in that tub and soak for hours.
Look, she didn't show up. I wonder what happened. If she doesn't get here pretty quick, we're going to run out of dishes. Oh, what a mess. Well, it's about time. Oh, how do you do?
Mr. Douglas?
Yes, come right in, won't you?
Thank you.
I thought you'd be out here earlier, but... is that all? I mean, don't you have a suitcase?
Patience, Mr. Douglas. I'm afraid you're a little over-eager.
Yes, I guess I am. Things have kind of piled up on us around here. Well, I guess we better start out in the kitchen first. I'm sorry. I imagine you'd like to see your room.
Oh, hold on, Mr. Douglas. I'm Mrs. Barr.
Well, it's nice to know you, Mrs. Barr. Of course, it isn't a very big...
Listen, Mr. Douglas.
But it's very convenient. It's right here off the kitchen.
Wait! I'm just the interviewer.
The interviewer? I thought that was all taken care of. Your office said they were sending a woman right out.
I can fully appreciate your impatience, Mr. Douglas, but we have found out that this ounce of precaution...
Well, it looks like I have no choice. Won't you come in and sit down?
Oh, thank you.
First time I've worked through an agency. I mean, I didn't realize it entailed so much.
I promised to scurry right through all this. Douglas Stephen. Occupation?
Engineer. Missile engineer.
Missile? Now, tell me, Mr. Douglas, do you have any preference in terms of height, weight, and complexion?
None.
You don't?
No. Why should I care how she looks just as long as she's presentable?
Strange.
Well, I just figure the less particular I am, the sooner I'll get someone.
I see. Searching for a woman who has inner beauty. Do you admire a woman who is artistically creative and highly imaginative?
Well, just as long as her high imagination doesn't get in the way of the housework.
Is it necessary for the lady to have an active interest in your business and hobbies?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'd prefer it if she kept her active interest out of my business. Mrs. Barr, all I expect her to do is work. What I need is help. Just plain, old-fashioned floor-scrubbing, food-cooking, pot-washing, bed-making help.
Mr. Douglas, through all my 25 years in this profession, I've never met a man like you.
Well, thank you.
I don't know of any woman who could share your home under the conditions you've named.
I beg your pardon?
The woman really mean no more to you than a floor-scrubbing, pot-washing slave?
Slave? Why, I intend to pay her.
Money.
Sure, and then she'll have her usual days off.
Shame. Mr. Douglas, for shame. Money and the usual days off in return for a lifetime of drudgery.
Lifetime? Mrs. Barr, didn't I make it clear to you that this is only to be a temporary arrangement?
Temporary?
Yes, just to...
relationship of this kind cannot be entered into on a... temporary trial basis.
Would you excuse me?
Apologies are too late, Mr. Douglas. Your mid-Victorian tyrannical attitude toward women is out of place in the 20th century. Material benefits are no longer enough to hold a woman. She needs understanding, companionship. In a word, Mr. Douglas, love.
Where'd that come from?
Oh, don't play innocent. Everybody knows that.
Hello. Hello, Steve.
Oh, hi, Bub.
I can't understand you. There must be some kind of interference.
Well, it's a tea kettle here and...
sort of law to protect women from men like you. May I suggest that next time you try an employment agency?
Hi, Jack. I'm his
hello.
Hi, Liana.
Hi, honey.
How's your dad's room?
Just fine, honey. Just fine.
Hey, you there.
Excuse me.
Oh, come on. Operator.
Jim.
Steve, what's going on?
Well, slight emergency, Bob. No. Well, there is a little problem, but call me back in 10 minutes, will you? I may know something about that. Would you excuse me, please? Kid?
Hadn't trotted off to your Boy Scout meeting instead of staying.
It wasn't
here.
My fault. I mean, if he could read, we wouldn't have gotten the wrong number in the first place.
I can read all right. My finger was wrong.
Well, next time, use a ruler, will you?
Yeah. Now, look, fellas. This whole thing started because of passing the buck. Now, the next time you're given a job to do, you go right ahead and do it without asking someone to do it for you.
Plenty more cookies and cocoa downstairs, boys.
We've got to get to bed. Especially you, Chipper. Get in.
I'll just get my junk out of your way, Mr. Douglas.
Okay, I'm sorry about this mix-up, Leona. Why don't you give Leona a hand, huh?
Yeah, give her a hand, will you, Robert?
What I don't understand, Chip, is why you put Leona in here in the first place.
Well, if you'd been here like you were supposed to be.
Oh, now quit passing the buck.
That's right. Now, take Chip over there, for example. I asked you fellas to help Leona with her things, and Chip went ahead and did it without passing the buck.
Who could I pass it to?
Don't you worry, Chip. Leona's going to take care of you. When you come home from school tomorrow, I'm going to have a homemade lemon pie with meringue that high and a big jar of my special sugar cookies.
Chip, Leona.
Come on, Leona. I've got this night out.
What a day. I didn't think it was ever going to end, but it looks like it's finally going to make it. How'd they ever get in that deal like that one today? You never tell what's going to happen around this house. Man, it just shows you if you got a sense of humor. Don't worry about things. They have a way of working themselves out. Oh, man, this bed's going to feel good. That all just goes to show you there's no use worrying about things. Things have a way of taking care of themselves. They have a sense of humor about things. Faith. If things get you down, if you just let them alone, they'll take care of themselves. Just keep smiling, and the important thing is a good night's sleep. And after midnight sleep, you got to wake up in the morning. These are almost like they never happened. Don't let things get you down. Good night's sleep takes care of other things, too. Got to take care of themselves, given time. But sleep, that's the thing. Sleep. It unravels the knitted. That unravels the knitted. Sleep. That knits the unraveled. That knits the ravels together. That's it.